Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chris Hoke's in studio with us, as he's been once a week all through the football season. We're so glad about that. Chris, both the coordinators of the Patriots are expected to leave after this game Sunday. The stat I read yesterday said this will be the 9th and 10th coordinators that Belichick has had to replace, mostly for good reason. They get better jobs. Another, I think, unbelievable tribute to him. How disruptive is it to players when you, not just a coaching change is made, but a coordinator change?
Well, I think that depends, Cookie. I think it depends on who they bring in. Now, if you bring in a guy who brings him a total different system, then it could be disruptive. But the pattern that I think that I've observed from the Patriots is they always promote from within. They promoted a linebacker coach or a DB coach or or receivers or quarterback. They always promoted from that way. And when you do that, there isn't much. Just like the Steelers here, there won't be much disruption with the Steelers with Todd Haley moving on because Randy Fichtner will run the same system.
Chris, if you're the Steelers, what do you do with Le'Veon Bell? I let him walk.
This is a tough one because he is regarded as the best running back in the NFL. But if you look at – I look at how good Stephen Ridley did in that last game, and he ran the ball pretty effectively. So it's almost the thought is with that offensive line, with the passing game that you have right now, with the weapons you have, can you plug in a guy from the draft? Can you plug in an above-average – are pretty dang good running back instead of paying a guy like Le'Veon Bell and take that money and allocate it to the defense and bring in
a veteran
middle linebacker. Bring in a veteran safety and use that $15 million or 14 and change in other positions.
I've said sign Deion Lewis for like $3 million. He's making $1.5 million now. Bring him in, draft a running back in the second or third round. When Connor gets healthy, he's in the mix and you've got a stable of running backs, which has been the New England model.
Yeah, and that could be seems like a good idea. I think Deion Lewis is like a Swiss Army knife too, right? He kind of has every little thing you need to do. If he needs to run the ball, he can run the ball.
Catch it out of the backfield.
He can catch it out of the backfield. He's a utility guy, and so that's not a bad option. I just think that they won't do that. My gut tells me they will sign Le'Veon Bell.
Extension or franchise tag?
I think that they would like to get him. Mike Tomlin's a big fan.
How much did his actions the last week of the season irritate or bother you?
I didn't like it. I didn't like the way he was acting. I just think that, you know.
What did you think was the worst offense? The retirement comment, the missing the walkthrough, the, you
looking
know,
ahead
guarantee
to
in the game.
Round two with the Patriots.
To me, it's missing the walkthrough. I mean, those Saturday walkthroughs when I was playing, they were like sacred, right? I mean, you were there. You were out there a few minutes early. I've seen guys be put inactive for a game because they were late to that walkthrough.
Yeah, I've seen that too.
I've seen guys who weren't focused and missed running out on when they called kickoff team and didn't run out there for the kickoff team, and Coach Tomlin or Coach Cowher, both of them, getting on those guys and just going crazy because that is a time, that is the final dress rehearsal. And then when you're arguably your best player on your team is late to that and shows
he
up with 5 minutes
left.
He
had a legitimate excuse cleared by the coach.
That was a few days later though, right?
Well, I mean, no one knew about it till a few days later, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but right away when that story came out, there wasn't like a tweet right away or there wasn't a comment right away like, hey, listen, that was a few days later, almost like damage control.
And that's coming from Bell. The Steelers haven't said that it was.
My thing is
Mike
this.
Tomlin didn't set the record straight. That's Bell's side of the story.
The approach that we took when I played over my 11 years, when we had those great defenses and we went to 3 Super Bowls and won 2, was Friday was feel good Friday. You go out there and try to have perfect technique on Friday. Saturday, those walkthroughs were serious. Like, we took those things seriously because you're going out there making sure you have the right reads, making sure that you're communicating. It was just impeccable. That was the last dress rehearsal, and when your star player doesn't show up.
Should Bell have been disciplined?
To some degree.
I would not have made him inactive, and I would not have benched him.
Missed the first series, yeah, the first couple series.
That's what I would have done.
But we don't know the inside communication between him and Coach Tomlin. Maybe Coach Tomlin did know. To me, it seems weird.
It's got to be pretty bad. It's got to be a really, really important excuse to miss the walkthrough before the biggest game of the year. It has to be.
Yeah, and well, then the reports are that he showed up late to the locker room.
So that's another strike against him, right?
So I don't know. So those things bother me. But
don't you question a guy's commitment when he does stuff like that? I do.
I think you do. Again, we don't know the inner conversations between him and Coach Tomlin, between him and Todd Haley and his position coach and all that. So we're on the outside looking in saying, hey, you know, what we know that is egregious, but there could be a real good explanation for what happened.
Is there a real good explanation for the retirement comment or the guarantee comment?
To me, that is a non-issue. Let me tell you why, Pony. He was goaded in. I really believe he was goaded into that. Don't ask that kind of question, in my opinion.
Into the tweet?
No. Into the retirement of asking that question.
What are you going to do if
they
franchise
you? What do you want him to say? You know,
I would say I'm worried about Jacksonville.
Yeah,
right,
and
now
I'll talk about that after.
But that's
sometimes,
listen,
these guys don't think that quickly, though.
You're talking about now. You're talking about like a Jerome Bettis type guy who thinks ahead like that. I mean, there are very few guys who think ahead like that and think.
Well, the entire Patriots roster seems to have that
true
mindset.
Good point.
All right, we got to get ready to go here. Who do you got, Sunday? Do you like? I know you want the Eagles to win. Do you see them winning?
You know what? I am going to go with the Eagles.
No. You just
a man
said,
is thinking
you
with
just
his
said
heart
a half hour ago.
He's
like it didn't matter.
Heart,
I know. I know it doesn't matter,
head.
But I understand that. I you can't see the Patriots losing, but in my mind, something's going to happen, and these Eagles are going to win.
Give me an X factor for Philadelphia.
Yeah, how do they do it, Chris? How are they going to win it?
X factor? You're going to hate me saying this.
No, I'm not.
LeGarrette Blount.
LeGarrette Blount.
Is LeGarrette Blount more unlikable than James Harrison?
You and I are on the same wavelength. I mean, how did you know I was going to say LeGarrette Blount?
Because of the way you set it up.
You said you're not going to like this, so that's kind of an indication.
Yeah, I mean, LeGarrette Blount, I think he's going to have some critical runs in this game, and he's going to convert some critical third and fourth downs, and they're going to turn to him, and it's just going to be a great story.
I think this is how you make the case for Philadelphia. If you believe that football is won in the trenches at the point of attack, Philadelphia's offensive line wins the matchup against the Patriots' defensive line, and Philadelphia's defensive line is the strength of the team.
You're exactly
right.
I mean, I think the way that these Eagles play defense and the way that they can get after the quarterback the whole game, I mean, the Jacksonville Jaguars' defensive line was good, but these guys on the Eagles are just that much better. I think it poses a problem for Tom Brady.
They say you got to get pressure up the middle against Brady, and Cox is the highest paid defensive lineman in the entire NFL.
And they're really good defensive end, Brandon Graham, when they go third and long. The way that the Patriots, if they want to win, they got to stay out of third and long. If they're at third and short, third and medium, four and five, they got a shot. But if they're at third and eight, third and nine, and the Philadelphia Eagles can pin their ears back and get in a really staggered stance, Patriots can be in trouble.
I just have a hard time, you know, thinking that a Nick Foles quarterback team can beat a Tom Brady quarterback team. But very easily, Blake Bortles' team could have beaten the Brady.
You're exactly right.
Very
and
easily.
And it depends which Nick Foles shows up. Is it the Nick Foles we've seen?
Boy, he looked good in that against Minnesota.
Chris, what if he wins this game? If you're Eagles management, if you're that team, say you're – well, look at it from his perspective. If you're Nick Foles or his agent, if he wins and plays well, what happens to him? He just goes back to being a backup next year?
Yep. I really do believe that. I think he will. I think he makes himself a little extra more money. I think he'll make more money as a backup. He won't make the average. He'll get a bump in pay. But he's not regarded as a guy who can go 16 weeks.
I read one of these surveys the other day that said Carson Wentz is the best player in the league.
Carson Wentz is that good.
Not just the best quarterback, the best overall player in the league. That if you were starting a franchise, he would be your number one pick.
There are many people that believe that. And so if you can
Are you one of those guys? If you were starting a franchise,
I'm going to be honest with you. That's what everybody's saying. I have not. He's in the NFC. I have not watched enough film on Carson Wentz to give really an honest opinion on that.
Chris, we've had an absolute blast with you all season. It's been something we look forward to every week, and we appreciate you coming in today. And hopefully, you're a high paid media star now. We can work out a deal to keep you here again next year because we sure love it.
I sure hope that they come back to me. Sometimes, you know, when I have to have my exit interview after this, right? Just like the Steelers, you go and have your exit interview with management here, and hopefully they'll want me back.
Well, right, because you said you went year to year with the Steelers. You never knew if you were going to be back the next year.
Well, that was the mentality
I had.
Well,
we're telling you in our exit interview we would like to have you back.
Well, then I want to be back. Will you have me back? I'll be back.
Chris Hoke, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Hokie, for coming in.
Stay
well. Enjoy the Super Bowl. We'll look forward to talking to you again real soon. We're going to be back to wrap up this hour, set you up for the second half of our show next. We're cooking pony.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.